it's Monday. It's St. Patrick's Day week, and there's business going on this week.
That's Jason? Right. We've got the long-awaited opening of Boots and Bourbon at the old Graham Central Station location. They are planning a grand opening for this Friday, the 17th. I got a little sneak peek last week, and it's looking good. They were still waiting on some licensing last week, but they're in the process of putting the finishing touches on. Got to poke around. A lot of it, it's got about the same layout that Graham's did.
They have a game room, don't they?
They've added a game room, though. They took out the karaoke and added a game room, and that's going to be pretty cool. They're going to have pool table and, of course, some video games, some old classic kind of retro video
games. They have Galaga or Pac-Man? We need to find out.
Don't know yet. These are questions that we're going to have to go answer, I'm certain, but they're planning to have beanbag chairs.
Beanbag chairs.
And that should be pretty interesting. And Beto Burnham, who's the owner, is kind of calling that his X Factor room to sort of give something for college age kids to do. I'm hoping it's retro enough to get like some of our old games in there so we can go in and check it out. And the way he's laid it out.
Don't expect me to sit on one of those chairs.
I won't
be able to
get up. Yeah, that's right. Another neat thing about that, he was telling me that he's got it arranged so that if they want to bring in a large pool tournament, like one of the national ones, mm-hmm. they can move things around, get multiple tables in there, a finals table up on the stage, and host those in the future, he hopes. And then some of the other rooms, he's keeping the Latin room, of course. He's got that set up. And I've got, of course, the country and western room, largest country and western dance floor in southern New Mexico or in New Mexico. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure which, but definitely plenty of room to scoot your boots down there. And then, of course, he's got the Top 40 room, be spinning tunes. You know, Berto's worked for, 16 years or so as a DJ. So he's got the inn with a lot of good entertainers. So he's hoping to bring in some more national acts and really get Las Cruces nightlife going again. And it's going to be good to have this downtown. And he is working, of course, very closely with places like Uber, Lyft, trying to watch DWI because you do have that problem when you get that many people concentrated in one area and drinking, so he's got an eye out for that. And hopefully everything will come through and their grand opening will be on the 17th, just in time for St. Patty's Day.
Okay. All right. So there's definitely something to do this coming Friday. Talk to me about the profile. Virtual reality.
Yeah, this is really interesting. Paula Eichel went out and found a good story for us this week. David and Wendy Clark, they bought the old WDG Architects a couple of years ago from Gary Williams, and they've brought in this new tool that I think is just fascinating. I want to go check this out. It's basically virtual reality schematic of whatever they're designing. So they get the designs done, they get a client in there, put the visors, virtual reality visors on you, and you can basically walk through the design of your new building. And not only has this got a really cool wow factor, get to mm-hmm. jump into the holodeck to kind of check out what your next building is going to look like, but it's practical as well because you can make changes live, basically. So if you're walking through your newly designed building, you don't like this, you move it here, need a bigger window here, that kind of thing. And that avoids the time waste and the financial waste involved with redrawing plans, redoing your designs. And the CAD technology that they've got, they can just go in and do it almost live while you're there. So you can move things around, get your design done. And they've done this virtual reality concept on designs for some other projects here in town. The new Mountain View Medical Building, the Las Cruces Amador Project, and the United Presbyterian Church. So it's not brand spanking new, but kind of shiny and new to our area and a really neat tool to use when you're using them for your design work.
Interesting. Talk to me about the Green Chamber of Commerce column this week on maintaining a localist pledge.
Yeah, Carrie Hamlin wrote for us this week and sort of reflecting on the process. Green Chamber's been with us now 7 years, if you can believe
that. Is it 7 years?
Yeah. I guess it was in 2012, when they started. So 5-6 years.
Yeah.
Definitely coming along. And she was looking, sort of talking about the process and what they do. And she said that they started out focusing, of course, on the triple bottom line. Looks at the bottom line of the company, not just the economic value, people account, but also social responsibility and the planet account for environmental responsibility. And that's kind of what they've been pushing all along. And she's committed, and all of the Green Chamber is committed to continue that.
Okay, Jason, we'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure as always.